So welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishna and Prabhu to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving us your valuable association and time. So, Prabhuji, now I would like to hand over the call to you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 13, entitled Description of the Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Text 5, verse goes like this. यास्ता देवर्षिणा तत्र वर्णिता भगवत कथा मह्यं शुश्रूषवे ब्रह्मन् कार्ष्णेना चष्टुम अर्हसि. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: My dear Brahmana, how did Narada Muni glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what pastimes were described in that meeting? I am very eager to hear of them. Kindly explain fully about that glorification of the Lord. Purport: Srimad Bhagavatam is the record of Bhagavat Katha, topics about the pastimes of the Lord. What Vidura was anxious to hear from Maitreya, we can also hear 5,000 years later, provided we are very eager. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम ऑल एंड डिस्कशिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 5. Like to again read the translation of the verse. My dear Brahmana, how did Narada Muni glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what pastimes were described in that meeting? I am very eager to hear of them. Kindly explain fully about that glorification of the Lord. So, the flow of the story is that Dhruva Maharaj had departed to the spiritual abode now, and that was in the 12th chapter. And in this 13th chapter, this first section, text number 1 to 5, they're all Vidura's inquiry to Maitreya Muni. And basically, Vidura is asking about the Prachetas, who were descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. And that's what the title of the chapter is, Descendants of Dhruva Maharaj. Prachetas were descendants in line of Dhruva. And Vidura had this inquiry that I know Narada Muni, I know he talks about the Lord, and he happened to meet these Prachetas as well, and what did he tell to Prachetas? I am eager to hear. So basically Srila Prabhupada has given a fantastic purport here. He says that what Vidura was anxious to hear from Maitreya, we can also hear 5,000 years later, provided we are very eager. So basically this Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the glories of the Lord and pastimes of the Lord and Lord's devotees. And it's not that these things have happened thousands of years ago. As we say, Lord's pastimes are always eternal. And they're happening in some part of the world. They may be aprakat or invisible to our eyes, but they're happening somewhere. and what kind of absorption, what kind of eagerness we have to hear those pastimes has the potential to reveal that pastime in front of our eyes. Just to give an example, let us say if we are discussing about Putana pastime here, actually somewhere in the universe that pastime is happening. Krishna is somewhere killing Putana. As we say about the sun is always present somewhere or the other on the planet. Now here I am speaking from India, and maybe within an hour or so the sun will set. And those who are listening from America, it may be that the sun might be rising. So the sun will be uppercut from my vision, but will be prakat to someone else's vision somewhere. As using this analogy, a devotee was once saying that at any given point of time, there is Mangalarti happening at some corner or the other in the planet. Because we have ISKCON temples all over the world by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada ji, and different temples have different timings of Mangalarti, mostly 4:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning. So somewhere there is 5 o'clock in the morning always, considering the globe. So Mangalarti is always happening all the time. Now if we have that consciousness, we can connect to those vibrations of the Mangalarti happening at any given point of time. So similarly, when I say that I am narrating a pastime of Putana, somewhere Krishna is killing Putana, so how much I am eager and how much I am absorbed in those pastimes will transport my consciousness into the pastime of the Lord where it is happening. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. It's only 2-3 lines per part, but amazing secret Srila Prabhupada is revealing. It's almost the key into the pastimes of the Lord. What he's saying, that what Vidura was anxious to hear from Maitreya, we can also hear 5,000 years later. Now also we can hear the same message, provided we are very eager to hear. So here we can see that this eagerness to hear the pastime of the Lord, or eagerness to render service to the Lord, it's the key for transcendental revelation in front of our eyes. So the topic of discussion for today will be this theme of eagerness. In first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, very famous verse, शुश्रूषोषधानस्य वासुदेव कथा रुचि स्यान् महत्सेवया विप्रपुण्यतीर्थनिषेवना. Srila Prabhupada mentions a beautiful purport to this verse. He says, the eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering into the kingdom of God. So we need to understand that very clearly. This eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification, is the very first qualification of a devotee to become eligible for entering into the kingdom of God. Now why Srila Prabhupada ji is giving his eagerness as the first qualification? Because once we develop eagerness to hear the pastimes of the Lord, then the pastimes of the Lord will be revealed, and then simultaneously service attitude and all these things will fall in place. So therefore, this eagerness to hear or eagerness to serve is very, very key factor or the key element to judge whether we are becoming eligible to enter into the kingdom of God or not. And if you see all those great souls, even from the any scripture, let us say, they were eager to hear more, they were eager to render service more. All those advanced devotees, in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said, I am eager to know more about your pastimes, that is devotee yoga. And then Krishna elaborately mentioned about all those places where you can see केशु केशु च भावेषु चिन्त्योऽसि भगवन् विस्तरेण आत्मनो योगं शृणोतु. I want to hear more about you, my Lord. I'm not satisfied. Tupto nasti. I'm not satisfied by hearing just these few statements from you. I want to hear more. And his eagerness revealed the entire message of Bhagavad Gita, and that is available for us today as well because of eagerness of one devotee, that is Arjuna. And similarly, because of Parikshit Maharaj's eagerness to hear, we have got Srimad Bhagavatam. So this eagerness is an essential quality. It benefits not only the person who is eager, but it benefits all those other people who are on the path of this pure devotional service. So therefore, it's very essential quality, as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada here, is the first qualification for entrance into the spiritual kingdom of God. Again, at some other place in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes in a beautiful purport, the Lord can be known only by the sincere mood of eagerness for service and not by any amount of material qualification as scientist or speculative philosopher or by attainment of mystic powers. So herein he is mentioning about how one can obtain the Lord. It's not by material qualification, it's not by speculative concoction or by attainment of mystic powers. So there Srila Prabhupada here also mentions only one thing, eagerness for service. And we see this theme is reiterated at various places in various scriptures. Just to give an example, Rupa Goswami mentions in Padyavali, Krishna Bhaktirasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Yadi Kuto Pilabhyate Tatra Laulyam Apimulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukrutirna Labhyate. What he is saying here is that Krishna Bhaktirasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Yadi Kuto Pilabhyate. If someone is selling Krishna Bhakti somewhere, then one should immediately go and purchase that. And what is the price to be paid? He's saying that tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. The only price to obtain Krishna Bhakti is laulyam, or the intense greed or eagerness to obtain the Lord, and janma koti sukrutir na labhyate. Even if we have crores of lifetimes of pious credits, you cannot purchase Krishna Bhakti. Rupa Goswami makes it very clear that you might have performed pious activities for crores of lifetimes. That is not sufficient to purchase Krishna Bhakti. What is the only price, he says? Tatra laulyam apimulyam ekalam. This intense greed, intense eagerness to hear about the Lord, intense eagerness to serve the Lord, to serve the devotees, that is what is the price which one has to pay to obtain the Lord or obtain Krishna Bhakti. In Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes, if one develops this laulyam or excessive eagerness for meeting and serving the Lord in a particular way, that is the price to enter into the kingdom of God. Otherwise, there is no material calculation for the value of the ticket by which one can enter into the kingdom of God. The only price for such entrance is this laulyam, lalasamai, or the desire and great eagerness. So this great eagerness is essential. Here also Srila Prabhupada says, there is no value of the ticket by which one can enter into the kingdom of God. So we can't purchase ticket and go. The eagerness is the only price which one has to pay. And when we say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the path, and on that path whom we follow are the gopis. Gopir bharatu padakamalayo dasa dasa anudasaha. So gopis are the topmost devotees of the Lord, and we can see their eagerness to meet Krishna when Krishna played the flute in the middle of the night, and many gopis were involved in different activities in Braj Bhumi, and as soon as they heard the sweet flute, the nectarian voice emanating from Krishna's flute, immediately their hearts were captured. They became eager for the darshan of the Lord. And Shrimad Goswami mentions in Shrimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Duyanto biyayu kashchi doham hitva samutsuka payodishritya samyavam anudvasya parayayuhu. What do you mention? Samutsukaha, utsukta. These are these two different words, utsukta and utsaha. Being utsuk means being eager, and utsaha is enthusiasm. What Rupa Goswami mentions in Nectar of Instruction, utsaha nischa dhairya pratyaksha. So these two elements are separate. So what hearing Shuddha Goswami is talking about these gopis quality is sam utsukaha. Utsuk is being eager, and samutsuk means intense eagerness. So what had happened, he is saying that the gopis' eagerness was so intense that some of the gopis were milking the cows, and when they heard Krishna's flute, they stopped milking and went off to meet him. The yanto abhiyahu kaschit. Some of the gopis were milking the cows, and doham hitwa, they gave up this milking of the cow in between and they left. Payodashritya, some left the milk curdling on the stove, and anudhyasa parayuyu samyavayam, and some others left the cakes burning in the oven itself. And very beautifully Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport to the same verse in the 10th canto, the eagerness of these cowherd girls so lovingly devoted to young Krishna is shown here. So how much they were eager that Krishna had not personally called them, come. Krishna had just played the flute, and they were so captivated by the flute of Krishna, became so eager that they immediately left everything in their hand to go and meet Krishna. So that was their intense eagerness. So that is shown here. And we also see the eagerness of the six Goswamis, if you read Shad Goswami Ashtakam, the last stanza, it says, He Radhe Vraj Devike Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kuta Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vanne Kuta Goshanta Viti Sarvato Vrajapure Kheder Mahavivvalau Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghuyugau Shri Jeeva Gopalakau. I offer my obeisances to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. What they were doing? He Radhe Vraj Devike Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kuta. He Radhe, He Radharani, where are you? He Lalite, where are you? He Nanda Suno Kuta, where are you all? They were so eager to meet them. Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi. Are you at Govardhan, or are you under the tree, or are you near the river Kalindi? Where are you? Goshanta Viti Sarvato. They were madly Goshanta, they're crying and speaking loudly and covering the entire world. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, now you are
audible. Hare Krishna, yeah, sorry for the disturbance. So, when we talk about the six Goswamis, they were also crying, and they're loitering here and there in the entire Vraja. Ghoshanta Viti Sarvato Vrajapura, Khedair Maha Vipvalo, and they're crying intensely. So, this intense mood of eagerness, we see in this, all these advanced devotees of the Lord. Now this eagerness, I'm going to talk about this eagerness of three kinds of people. First is the current eagerness of a living entity. Second is eagerness of the Lord. And third is eagerness of devotees of the Lord. They're eager for what? Now, obviously, we saw in our discussion till this point that eagerness, how important it is, allows the entrance into the kingdom of God. And we saw various examples of this eagerness. Gopis getting attracted to Krishna. Gopis eagerness, Parikshit Maharaj's eagerness, Six Goswami's eagerness. And now we'll see this eagerness of three kinds of people, or three sets. The first is living entity's eagerness. So, what is this living entity's eagerness? Kapil Muni mentions about the eagerness of a living entity in third canto Srimad Bhagavatam when he is instructing Mother Devahuti. Kevalena ya dharmena kutumba varnot sukaha yati jivonda tamishram charamam tamasah padam. What is he saying? Kevalena hi adharmena kutumba varnot sukaha. Utsukta, utsuk word is coming here, utsuk. The living entity is utsuk for what? Kutumba bharanotsukaha. Just to maintain the family, kevalena hi adharmena. Because the living entity is utsuk to just fill the belly, because the living entity is engaged in just fulfilling the basic needs of a kutumba. Kutumba means family, just fulfilling some family needs here and there. Kutumba, and not only that, but kevalena hi adharmena. The person takes shelter of all the adharmic means, all irreligious ways. And what happens, what's the fate of this living entity? Yati jivandha tamishram charamam tamasah padam. By such irreligious methods, one certainly goes to the darkest region of hell, which is known as andha tamishram. So this is the eagerness of a living entity. We see people today, when we tell them, or someone tells people, invites them for some movie show or some circus somewhere, can you join? They are very eager. Immediately they join. Yes, let's go. So anything for the materialistic sake, they are always eager for that. And that we see when we travel. Then we see a lot of people gathering in front of film theaters, watching sports, playing video games. People are much eagerness for these things. But when we talk to them, invite them for our satsangas, then they say, sorry, we are busy and we have some other engagement. So they are callous for spiritual invitations. But they are very eager for material invitations. Shrutavyadini Rajendra Nunam Santi Sahasprashaha. Sukadeva Goswami talks about this in Srimad Bhagavatam, that there are thousands and thousands of topics for discussion. Napashchatam Atmatattvam Gruheshu Gruhamedhinam. But they don't have time for this Atmatattva, talking about the spiritual subject matters. And they enter into the darkest region of the hell known as Andha Tamishra. That is the same thing. Giving entity eagerness, what we are talking about. Performing irreligious activities and just absorbed in maintenance of family, a Gruhamedhi life. So that is the living entity eagerness. Now let us shift our camera to Supreme Lord. What for he is eager? Eh? in the same third canto Kapil Muni explains this apiccha darshanam shashvat sarvaloka namaskrutam santam vayasi kaishore vrutyanugraha kataram. He talks about the eagerness of the Lord. What is the eagerness of the Lord? Apiccha darshanam shashvat sarvaloka namaskrutam. The Lord is very beautiful, first of all, and he is worshipable by all the inhabitants of all the planets. Sarvaloka namaskrutam santam vayasi kaishore. He is very youthful. Okay, after giving all the attributes, but what is eager for? What he is eager for? Vrutyanugraha kataram. He is always eager to bestow his blessings upon his devotees. That is the eagerness of the Lord. He is eager to bestow his causeless mercy unto the conditioned souls. That is the eagerness of the Lord. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that Lord is more interested and eager in getting us back home, back to Godhead, rather than we becoming eager to enter into the kingdom of God. So that is the beauty, that Lord is more eager for us. And while Dhruva was entering into the forest before performing austerities, he met Narada on the way, and Narada Muni, while describing him about the beauty of the Lord, he used this after. Prasadabhimukham shashvat prasannavadanekshanam sunasam subhravam charu kapolam surasundaram. While describing the beauty, he is also describing the beauty of the Lord. But the first quality he mentions about the Lord is prasadabhimukham shashvat. Abhimukham. Abhimukham means very eagerly he is looking towards the conditioned souls. Who is coming to me? Who is coming to me? To bestow his mercy, to bestow his benediction onto the living entities, the Lord is very, very eager. So we can say that Krishna's greatest opulence is his mercy on the conditioned souls. And his most magnificent quality is intimately connected, we can see, with his periodic appearance into the prison house of the material world and the manifold ways in which he reaches out to help individuals. There are many ways Krishna's eagerness has made him appear into the planet. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashachu shkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Lord is eager for the deliverance of the conditioned souls, so he sometimes comes himself personally, sometimes he sends some of his representatives, sometimes he appears in the form of scriptures. Krishna sudam upagate dharma jnanaadi visa kalaunastalu jamesha purana arka dhunoditah. He has appeared in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam for the conditioned souls. He has left his message in the form of Gita for the conditioned souls, that when he goes back, something should be there behind for the conditioned souls to follow. And he has left scriptures for us. If that is not all in all, then there has to be some examples. So he sent devotees into the world. Krishna has appeared himself in the form of his holy names. Kali kale namarupe Krishna avatar nam nami abhinnatvam. So Krishna, in manifold ways, he reaches out to the individuals who are turning away from Krishna. So therefore his matchless potency lies in how he keeps trying to reclaim us, even though we find so many ways to run away from him. So a living entity in the world is eager to run away from Krishna, and Krishna is eager to catch the living entity towards him. So that is a contradictory eagerness of a living entity and that of the Lord. So we just saw what is a living entity's eagerness is kutumbu varnotsukaha and kevalena hi adharmena. So we need to transform this eagerness from matter to spirit. Our eagerness, and Srila Prabhupada translates amazingly in one of his translations to third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, he says this is undesirable eagerness. Yatsanubandhe sati dehagehe mamahamitya duragrahanam kasat pumsam suduram vasato apipuryam bhajematatte bhagavan padabjam. The translation of the verse is, O Lord, persons who are entangled by this undesirable eagerness for the temporary body and kinsmen, and who are bound by the thoughts of I and mine, are unable to see your lotus feet, although your lotus feet are situated within their own bodies, in their hearts. And let us take shelter of your lotus feet. For saying, yatsanu bandhe asati deha gehe duragrahanam is, Srila Prabhupada translated as undesirable eagerness. Mama aham iti ityudha duragrahanam. So I and mine. So we have developed eagerness only for these two things. And Srila Prabhupada says this is undesirable eagerness, I and mine. So we need to just divert that eagerness from I and mine to what? To the lotus feet of the Lord. Bhajema tatte bhagwan padabjam. And when we say that we have to develop eagerness for the lotus feet of the Lord, but are those lotus feet, where are they situated? Where should I go and travel, search them? Pumsam suduram vasato pipuryam. They are situated within us. They are situated in our sarvasya chaham rudisannivishto. Lord is situated within our very heart. So we don't have to go very far to search out the Lord or to search out His lotus feet. It's situated within us only. So this is the eagerness of the Lord, and what we need to divert our eagerness from I and mine to the lotus feet of the Lord. And now the third is what the first one we saw, the eagerness of a living entity. The second is eagerness of the Lord to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. And the third is eagerness of pure devotees of the Lord. What is their eagerness? Janasya Krishna Vimukasya Naivat Adharmashilasya Sudukkitasya Anukrahaya Iha Charanti Nunam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya. Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya. What are these magnanimous devotees of the Lord they do? When they see Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya Daivat, when this Jana, when these people are Krishnat Vimukasya, when they have turned their attention away from Krishna, and what they are doing, Adharma Shilasya, they are taking shelter of these irreligious means, Adharma Shilasya, and what is the fate? Sudukhitasya. They are becoming miserable, they are becoming unhappy in their lives. So, a pure devotee of the Lord is unable to see their suffering and to reclaim them, to assist the Lord in His mission. Anugrahaya iha charantinunam. So the great pure devotees of the Lord, by their compassion, they travel all around, carrying the Lord within their heart, they travel all around and reclaim the souls who are running Krishna Vimukhasya, who are running away from Krishna. So Krishna Vimukh and Krishna Sanmukh. Vimukh means going away from Krishna. So the pure devotee's job, what they are eager for making Krishna Vimukh people to Krishna Sanmukh people. Those who are running away from Krishna, to just turn the direction and make them run towards Krishna. And for that, they travel everywhere. Anugrahaya iha charanti nunam. They travel everywhere. So that is the eagerness of the Lord. The same, what is the eagerness of the Lord? These pure devotees of the Lord, they make their own eagerness. As we say, you know, what is the greatest service a son can do to the parent? Let's say if the mother is in anxiety in the home and she has lost some key. So she is very eager to find the key. She is anxious about finding the key. And then the son comes. So when who is a true son? A true son will immediately capture the mood of his mother and immediately start searching. Mother, I'll help you. Where did you lose your key? Did you keep it here? Did you keep it here? I'll help you in searching out. So mother will be happy with the son. Both of them will. The son will make mother's mission his own mission. Then that is a good son. So similarly, pure devotee, what is saying? Dharma samsthapanartha ya sambhavami. Dharma samsthapana is the mission of the Lord. Okay, then Lord's mission, I'll make it into my mission. So that is Lord's eagerness to reclaim the fallen souls. I will also help Lord. I will make that as my eagerness, my anxiety. And I will also help Lord in reclaiming the fallen souls. And that is the eagerness of the Lord. And that same mood of eagerness is reiterated in Prahlad's prayer as well. Prayena deva mudaya savimukti kama maunam charanti vijanena pararthanishtha naitan vihaya krupanan vimumuksha eko nanyam tvadasya sharanam brahmato nupashe. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, oh Lord Narasimha Dev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Prayena devune svavimukti kama, they are interested, many of the saintly people, they are interested in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to Himalayas or the forest to meditate. Silence. Maunam charanti vijane na pararthanishta. They are not interested in delivering others. Na pararthanishta. But as far as me is concerned, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy, and therefore I wish to bring them back to the shelter at your lotus feet. Nanyam tvadasya sharanam brahmato nupasya. I can't see them wander here in the material world, but I want to take everyone to you, my Lord. That is my concern. So this is a pure devotee's eagerness, and the same eagerness, the same mood was there in our Srila Prabhupada as well. He was happily living in Vrindavan, in the very place where Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutrayan Samadhi was there, Radha Damodar deities were there. But still, to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls, Bhutani Bhavyani, Anugrahaya Iha Charantino, he travelled all the way into the Western world, and therefore we say him Paschatya Desha Tarine. So he travelled all over just to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls and help them in taking shelter of the Lord. So this is the beauty of eagerness of a pure devotee who imbibes the eagerness of the Lord. Prasada Abhimukham Shashwat, who imbibes the eagerness of the Lord. Sarva Picha Darshanam Shashwat Vrityanu Graha Kataram. So he imbibes the eagerness of the Lord. And these three types of eagerness we need to understand: living entity eagerness, Lord's eagerness, and pure devotee eagerness. Now when we are eager, eagerness helps us keep all the distractions at bay. When we are eager, then all distractions can be kept away. What are the distractions on the path of bhakti? There are n number of distractions, including our gadgets, including our own anarthas, life, sleepiness, drowsiness, hurt, hunger, thirst. All these are distractions actually. Parikshit Maharaj, in the 10th canto, when he was hearing, he clarifies to Sukadeva Goswami that, my dear Sukadeva Goswami, Naishati dussaha kshunmam tyaktodam abhibadate pibantam tanmakam bhoja chutam harikatamrutam. He was saying that, Na esha ati dusaha, those who are very difficult to tolerate. Esha, what? Kshun, matlab, hunger. I am not getting disturbed by hunger. Tyaktodam apibadate, and I have given up water also. So the 10th canto is going on, so it must be almost like 5th or 6th day, because he heard Bhagavatam for 7 days and later on Takshak came and the pastime happened. So it was almost like 5th or 6th day when 10th canto was going on. So he had not drunk anything, not ate anything, not slept for a moment. He was saying that these are not disturbing in my katha now. Taktodam abhibadate. They are not distractions in my hearing. Why? Pibantan tvanmakham bhojam chutam harikatamrutam. Because pibantam, I am drinking the nectar of katha which is emanating from your lotus mouth, and because I'm drinking that, I'm not distracted by hunger and thirst. My Lord, please keep continuing discussing about the pastimes of the Lord. So when we are eager, then actually no obstacle can come in between us and the Lord. They cannot hinder. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has written many books, and one of his books is Reflection on Sacred Teachings, Harinam Chintapani. Therein he mentions that we must cultivate the totally irrational lavlyam exemplified by the great devotees. He mentioned about eagerness in his books. At many points in the lives of these great devotees, occasions arose when they could just have given up, reacted negatively, held grudges, or taken revenge. They may even have felt insecure when Krishna did not deliver them in time, or in a way in which they felt he should have. However, the intensity of their greed was such that it did not allow them to be distracted by such doubts. So what he is saying essentially that many types of doubts in the path of bhakti may hinder our devotion to the Lord. But when we are intensely eager to serve the Lord, then no matter what the obstacle comes, that obstacle cannot stop the flow of river of Krishna Bhakti. Now, if you want to check, am I eager for the Lord? Is there any barometer which can help us to check out our eagerness? So the same reflections Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he writes that to check whether we are sufficiently greedy for bhakti, we can also examine our chanting, he says. What are our thoughts, attitude and desires while we utter the holy names of the Lord? Because the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is an appeal to Radha and Krishna to engage us in their loving service. And basically chanting Hare Krishna is the best and the simplest way to express our desire to serve. So to the degree we chant with concentration and sincerity, to that degree we are greedy for Krishna's love. So our eagerness for Krishna will be reflected in our eagerness for chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, our eagerness for serving the Lord and devotees, our eagerness to hear katha of the Lord. So that's how we can identify our progress. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu valued this eagerness to the utmost degree. There's a pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila. I would like to conclude by narrating this pastime, wherein Srila it's in Antalila 14th chapter. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Jagannath Puri, daily he used to go for taking darshan of Lord Jagannath ji. But we know that he would not go in the front, but he would take darshan of Lord Jagannath from the Garuda Stambha. Yavat kala darshan karena garude rapashe prabhur age darshan kare lakhe lakhe loke. He viewed Jagannath yavat kale darshan karena garuda pache. He would take darshan of the Lord from the backside of the Garuda Stambha, and prabhur age darshan kare loka lakhe lakhe. In front of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there would be lakhs of people who would be taking darshan of Lord Jagannath ji. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the Garuda Stambha, he would take darshan, and there were innumerable devotees who would also be taking darshan of Jagannath ji, but they were standing in front of the Lord. Udiya ek stri bhide darshan na pana garude chadi dekhe prabhur skande pad diya. Once there was a woman from the Orissa. She was unable to take darshan of the Lord because of the crowd. Udiya ek stri, one lady, bhide darshan na pana, because of the crowd she was not able to take darshan of the Lord. So what did she do then? Garude chadi dekhe prabhur skande pad diya. She climbed on the Garuda and placing her foot on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder, imagine a lady climbing on the Supreme Personality of Godhead Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulder and grabbing the Garuda Stambha and wanted to take darshan of the Lord. And as soon as Govinda, the Chaitanya, servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saw this, became panic. Dekhiya Govinda aste vyaste trike vajrila tare namaite prabhu govinde nishe dila. No one would tolerate someone climbing on the shoulders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So similarly, this servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda, when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's person, Govinda saw this, hastily got her down from her position. He grabbed her down. And he, somehow or the other, he was trying to get her down from her position. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him for this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling to Govinda, Adivasi yei strire nakara varjan. Don't forbid, considering her to be an Adivasi or uncivilized woman. Karuka yatheshta jagannatha darshan. Let her see the Jagannath to her full satisfaction. Aste vaste seinari bhumete namila Mahaprabhure dekhitara charana vandila. Now when the woman, actually, she came to her senses, she quickly climbed back down to the ground and seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she immediately begged at his lotus feet for forgiveness. Now she is begging forgiveness from the Lord. Tar arti dekhi prabhu kahite lagila eta arti jagannath more nahi dila. Now seeing the woman's eagerness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Lord Jagannath has not bestowed such eagerness on me. I am shameful. It's shame on me that she has got such eagerness to see the Lord, but I have not got such eagerness. Jagannathe avishta ihar tanumana prane moraskande pada diya che teho nahi jane. She was so absorbed, her body, mind and life into the Lord Jagannath, and therefore she was unaware that she was putting her foot on my shoulder. She was unknowingly she put her shoulder on, put her feet on my shoulder. So much intense absorption and eagerness she had. Aho bhagyavati ei vandi ihar pai ihara prasade aiche arti amarava hai. Alas, how fortunate this woman is. Oh, Bhagyavati, how fortunate this woman is. Vandi ihar pai. I pray at her lotus feet. I worship her lotus feet. I adore her lotus feet. Ihar prasade aiche arti amarha amarva hai. I worship her lotus feet and pray at her feet that she favor me with her great eagerness to see Lord Jagannath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually adored that lady. Externally, he was uncivilized, seems to be uncivilized, but she had that intense eagerness to see the Lord, and because of that, unknowingly, she put her feet even on the shoulder of the Lord. She was begging forgiveness, but later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, I, Vandi Ihar Pai, I, Aho Bhagyavati, she is more fortunate than me because she has developed this eagerness to see the Lord. So therefore, this eagerness is a very essential quality to be developed for a sadhaka, because as Srila Prabhupada mentions that it's the key or the first qualification to enter into the kingdom of God. Whatever eagerness we have in the material world for the matter, we just need to divert that eagerness, this lavlya, to the eagerness for the service of the Lord, service of the devotees, glorification of the Lord, hearing the pastimes of the Lord, and prominently in the language of Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, towards the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, because it's an expression. It's the simplest way we express our desire to serve, and to the degree we chant with this sincerity and concentration and eagerness, to that degree we develop love for Lord Krishna. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranams. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. We like your classes so much. It's so many shlokas you quote that it looks like a Sanskrit in between some English. So we are so inspired to memorize verses and yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. So my question regarding the eagerness is, yeah, that is, I mean, how to get that? We can see that, I mean, I'm chanting because I have to. It's not that I'm eager to. So, but at one point of time, we have to start becoming eager to do things. So how to get that eagerness?
So the question is how to develop this eagerness. Yeah, good question. As first of all, we should start valuing this eagerness. We should start valuing this eagerness. Yes, this eagerness is absolutely essential for me, essential quality for me to be developed. And then when we pursue what we value, this is the rule in the material world. We pursue what we value. Like people in the material world, they value money, and therefore yena kena prakarena, they find out ways and means by which they can just collect more money. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purpose that whatever someone thinks, that consciousness, the person's consciousness is always pervaded by those thoughts. Let us say when a mundane example, and Article Liberty from Goswami is also, they have used this example. As a young boy, when he develops attraction towards a young girl, he is constantly absorbed in her thoughts, and he talks about, thinks about, discusses about only those particular items. When our consciousness is pervaded by one particular thing, then no matter what, we try to grab that thing. Let us say I want to have a 3 BHK home for me. Then I will, what I'll do, first of all, I'll earn a lot so that I'll have that home. I will dream about my dream house. I will develop contact with the agents who sell the houses. I will visit n number of houses, right? So as my consciousness is pervaded with the 3 BHK house, let us say, I do n number of things just
आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं उन्होंने आपके कॉल को होल्ड पर
हरे कृष्णा
यस प्रभु वी कैन
एम आई ऑडिबल या
यस प्रभु यस
हां सो व्हेन आवर कॉन्शियसनेस इज एंटायरली पर्वेडेड बाय वन पर्टिकुलर ऑब्जेक्ट we become mad for that object. So similarly, what we value, same things we pursue. So eagerness is the eagerness for the Lord, that lavlyam, we should value first. When we start valuing it, then we'll start pursuing it through any possible way. Then what will we do? Okay, I want to develop this eagerness. So let me find out who are the eager devotees with whom I should associate with. And this eagerness is actually a contagious quality. And same is with enthusiasm. Therefore, you see, when we, even for a fraction of seconds, fraction of moments, we come in association, in contact with association of pure devotees of the Lord, that association shakes us. It shakes our values, it shakes our existence, and we also think that I should become like this, I should have devotion to the Lord. Like when we read these examples of these pure devotees, like Parikshit Maharaj and all of these great souls, how much eager they were just to hear about the Lord, then how did they develop? First of all, they considered Krishna consciousness to be emergency. So when we can first thing I told is when we should value eagerness first, what we perceive, what we value. The second thing is try to do anything and everything for that matter, like associate with those who are eager, read about all these personalities, take inspiration from them. This is the second thing what we should do. And the third thing is basically sincere chanting, attentive chanting. When we do, it's basically a plea. Basically, the third thing is considering Krishna consciousness to be emergency, right? So, emergency boosts eagerness. So, imagine there is a fire in the home, and then we don't have to inject eagerness from outside sources into our system so that we eject from the house, right? That because that's an emergency situation, our natural response becomes that we eject ourselves from the house by any possible way out. So similarly, when we take this as an emergency situation, Srila Prabhupada used to call it as an emergency. Once Srila Prabhupada asked that, now, why we are there in the material world? Why we are not going to the spiritual abode? Srila Prabhupada replied, because you want to be here. Because you are not developed enough eagerness to enter into the abode of the Lord, and because you want to be here. So if we want to be here, then that eagerness won't come. So eagerness is not something which can be injected. Eagerness develops with a sense of emergency. And yes, to some way it is contagious. It can be imbibed through the inspirational readings and association of pure-hearted and eager souls. I hope it's clear.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Amaris, I understand that first we need to have value for the eagerness, associate with people who have that eagerness, and then consider this Krishna consciousness practices as an emergency situation. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams. I just wanted to say that I second whatever the comment that was just given by Lal Tangi Mataji. It was such a beautiful class, very nice subject matter, and the way you spoke was simply beautiful, because the way you classified it into three different types of eagerness from three different focuses, it was very, very nice. Thank you for such a beautiful inspiration in the morning, Prabhu. Very, very nice. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class. So, anybody has any questions or comments for Prabhuji now?
Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji. Anantpoti Vaishyavandi ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vishwakrishna Dhan Prabhu ki jai. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening us. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you,
Prabhuji,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji.
Hare
Krishna,
Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.